Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, how's it going? My name is Peter Richardson. I'm the sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, and what I do is provide student athletes with business networking opportunities and also counseling. But today, I usually start my show off with a brief segment or two, but first and foremost, I'm talking about don't give up, and I want to start you guys off with this right here. If you do what's easy, your life will be hard, and if you do what's hard, then your life will be easy. It's not what happens to you or it's not what happens around you, but it's what happens from within, my friend. Do you hear what I got to say? And right now, I'm going to start off with a brief segment from Ray Lewis, because he's talking about effort. Effort is between you and you. You hear me? And it's not only you and you, but also your attitude. There's only two things in this world that you can't control. That's your attitude and your effort. So right now, listen to Ray. He's going to get you pumped up, and then I'm going to get into my segment for the day talking about don't give up.
There's not a person on my team in 16 years that has consistently beat me to the ball every play. That ain't got nothing to do with talent. That just got everything to do with effort.
How's it going?
Nothing else.
How's it going?
15 straight years. 12 Pro Bowls late. If you want numbers.
All right, hold on. Give me one.
I saw all of them. And the only thing that's kept me around is effort. So when you put on this, all I ever knew was I wasn't a number one recruit. I wasn't a number one linebacker. I wasn't even an easy guy. All I ever knew was effort will get me seen on tape. Effort will get me noticed to get to the league. Effort would one day take care of my mom and my kids. Effort. Between you and you. Nobody else can give you effort. Effort is with inside. And I'm still grinding because the next kid is talking about it getting too old. Keep watching me if I ain't. Nobody ain't got to convince me of what I do. I do what I do because I do what I do. Because I'm built from something. And man didn't create me. Every one of you men here have that opportunity, man. But ask yourself the question personally. How much time you really waste? For real. Or do you really represent me? I represent it because it's all I have. It's on the brotherhood I ever been formed to. That's why when I see y'all perform on Saturdays, that is my peace. That's why I run to the hotel. I don't need to talk to nobody before my game. I just need to see where I once came from. I sat in the same chairs you guys sat in, man. I sat around the greatest athletes in the world. And then I found myself totally different because everybody was asking the question, who is this kid? Oh, it's off again. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been talking. I'm not asking nobody here for nothing today. I'm not. I'm just sharing my story to tell y'all. Every time you think somebody got a deal, man, they ain't always good. Some people just make up their mind and they just grind and say they hate with it, man. Because sometimes that's all you can do. How much of our brains are we really going to use? I use mine to tell somebody today, September 11th, when I step on the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers, if that's what God will, there's no other man out there willing to give up what I'm willing to give up. I said that in 1993, when I said I wanted to be the greatest hurricane. And the only thing that I got in the middle of all of that difference is the only thing that's always worth is results. There's no other blueprint. I ain't got no other secrets to tell y'all today. I ain't come here for nothing else but to tell you, if you want to do something, work at it. You want a better relationship with God, work at it. You want to understand why pulling your pants up is important, why yes ma'am and no ma'am is important, why being in the meeting with complete silence when somebody walks in because it's present. respect determines respect. That's all we're talking about. The power of respect is never to disrespect. That's why I was the first one sitting down in the meeting. Oh, I ain't got nothing to say. Y'all do y'all good. I got to listen to something out there I need to grab from. Except on the same football field as you, 1993. And I made a quote. That some people call controversy, I call it confidence. I said that I might be the greatest fail to ever walk up out of the university. I did not say that because I thought I was better than everybody else. I said that simply because I was willing to put in the work. So now I'll be back here 18 years later and tell you the only brotherhood I still have. This is where it all came from. Same path y'all went. Same cash y'all got. Same jeans y'all walking up and down. I had one pair of jeans in college for at least 2 years. At least 2 years. Question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? Because I feel home. And when you're home, ain't nothing too special. I root for itself. That's where our swagger came from. Our swagger came from we were you. I came to the universe of mind with one mind, one step, one heartbeat. It was impossible to get to us. Because if you saw us somewhere, you saw 15 or 20 of us. Stop leaving each other. Gotta stop hanging out without each other. The streets ain't chasing the same things you chase. Many temptations out there. Just stay focused, man. As a team, though. As a team. That's all I knew when I was here. That's what kind of kept me focused. That I finally ran into a team. You guys have that same thing. Because it's you will never die. It'll never die. So it's up to you to carry that. It's up to you to carry that. Every Sunday, every Saturday, everything you talked about. I mean, listen, we're going to respect a lot of colleges, but it's one college that everybody wants to talk about every Saturday. What did you them do? What did you them do? That's all everybody wants to talk about. We're going to be having the biggest game in the world. You won one yesterday? Know what you carry. What you carry is you on your chest. Know what you carry, man. You carry a legacy. Legacy of greatness. Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day. 18 years later, I'm here to say, hurricane. The only thing people respect the most. Because there's something about us that makes us special.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Hey, I say, Ray, get me going every time, every time. Yes, sir. I believe I have a caller. Yes. Who's calling today? How's it going? What's that? Hold on, I can barely hear you. Hold on, what's that? Hold on. Maybe you need it. Oh, looks like I dropped the call. Well, maybe you can call back. Or maybe we can go ahead and chat it up. But in the brief time, let me go ahead and get in the message for today. And there are many reasons why confidence can help improve your life. But being confident is easier said than done. being confident is a choice that you make and a process that you have to work on every day to end up to be where you want to be. If you want to improve the self confidence, then you got to bring it into your life. You want to make more money, you want more friends, you want better health, you must have a positive outlook. So listen to what I got to say. I got five things I want to talk to you guys about tonight. And number one, never discount your achievements. Never sell yourself short. You cannot get caught up on the negatives. You cannot get caught up on the negatives. And that means you cannot think about all the things that you have not done. You cannot think about the things that you all have done. That's one of the quickest way out. All the things that you have tried that didn't work, and all the things that you were late or you didn't get something done, the easiest thing to do is to drag yourself down. But in order to build up your confidence, make it a point on what you have accomplished. You know, count your blessings. Don't look at how far you got to go. Look at where you are now. Take a deep breath and just breathe. It's like, oh, well, at least I ain't doing that. You know what I mean? Ooh, well, at least I'm here now. Well, look how far I did come. You know, well, at least your mom gave you a call. At least you were able to help out maybe just a little bit. You know, maybe it's simple as, even for you college kids, maybe it's something simple as you working on a college project and you didn't get it done early. But the day before it's done, you in the library grinding. You in the library pulling them overnighters. I got a few friends that I done pulled in overnighters with, you know. But end up getting the project done on time. I mean, something as small as that. Don't focus on the fact that you procrastinated. You know, just focus on the thing that you got it done. You know. Every achievement and every victory is important. And remembering to take pride in the things that you do will help you be able to change your mindset and becoming more focused on all positives in life. Let me say that again. Every achievement and victory is important. And remembering to take pride in things that you do will be able to change your mindset and being more focused on all positives in life. Number two, I start your day off with a motto. You know, what's one of the most popular things that's going on nowadays? YOLO? You only live once? I mean, that's real college-y. You know, it gets the college kids going. You know, if you're a partier, you know, YOLO, you only live once. I'm going to go out there and do what I want to do. I mean, that's something you can look at it that way, you know, or some people say mantra. You know, some people like that. It might seem cheesy or it might seem kind of corny, but it's probably something you heard 100 times before. But having a motto, you know, you can help organize your thoughts and start the day off right, and it can be a great way to build your confidence. It's something that you repeat to yourself every day, a kind of reminder that what you want to be and where you want to go. And if it helps, just don't repeat it, but write it down. Hang it somewhere. Like for me, I wrote down my goals on my bathroom window. I remember living in a one-bedroom apartment where my car broke down. But I still wrote down my goals. I wrote down daily goals that I wanted to achieve, you know, because I was serious about mine. Some people say they want to do this and do that. You know, but me, nah, I'm serious about my hustle, you know, so I did what I had to do. You know what I mean? However, it's very important to repeat it to yourself. I mean, but you got to do, you can't really do what somebody else will do. You got to do what's useful to you. You know what I mean? You want to think of a quote that gets you going every day. What Martin Luther King say, I have a dream. You know, whatever it is, it should be uplifting, helpful, encouraging, and above all, remind you to be more confident in yourself and your abilities. For example, I'm determined to know the truth about myself. I've been in this world for 26 years, lied to myself, I want to say for 25. I can't really say lied to myself, but I didn't really know the truth. It wasn't until I really got into that good book that they call the Bible until I really understand who I am. You hear me? And I was there to be a little eccentric. You know, not I won't dare, but I will be eccentric. You hear me? And I refuse to allow rejection to keep me from taking to taking the initiative. I refuse to allow rejection to keep me from taking the initiative. I might fail and may do on things, you know what I mean? But if I don't get a job, you know, that means there's something else out there for me, something better. You know, it wasn't meant for me to have that job. You hear me? If somebody tell me I can't do something, oh, that just adds fuel to the fire. You heard me? I mean, and that's just real talk. Self-confidence is about progress, not perfection. Let me say that again. Self-confidence is not about progress. It is about progress, not perfection. You know, you got to be able, I mean, I say this all day, every day. Progression is the lesson. You hear me? Progression is the lesson. You must progress. You know, it's very hard to stay neutral. You know, either you're getting better or you're getting worse. Positive things happen to positive people. Positive things happen to positive people. If you keep positive thoughts in your head, positive things are going to happen to you. But if you fulfill yourself with negativity, I mean, then you're going to wonder why you come in contact with some people, they're going to seem kind of negative. You know, I'd be at work. Somebody might have a little attitude. I might speak. I greet everybody with a smile on my face and with a firm handshake, and I look them deep in the eye. But for the ones that try to avoid contact and just try to come off negative and rude, by the time they leave me, they're going to say, hey, man, either they're going to say, keep it up, or they're going to say, you just made my day go a little bit smoother. You know, just for that little small contact that they had with me, they forgot about their problems. Because what I do, what I learned about myself, I come into a situation and I make it better. I grow from it. Not only do I grow, but I help other people grow. You hear me? So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to one of my favorite songs that I feel like is appropriate for the message that I got going on today, which means don't give up. I want to just leave you with this. R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust in God. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me run through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly.
that R. Kelly get me going. I'm telling you, to take me back to Space Jam. I wanna be like Mike. But alrighty, let's get back at it. This leads me to number three. Practice the things that you are good at. Practice the things that you are good at. If you are very experienced and you excel at a particular activity, I mean, if you're really good at something, there's nothing wrong than keep to get better at it. If you're close to an expert at it, there's nothing wrong to continue to get better. You know, people who write books, if you're an author, they don't quit writing because they write a book. People who are athletes, when they become professional or they finally get that D1 scholarship, they don't stop there. You know what I mean? They don't stop there. You know, I was talking to my little brother this weekend. You know, he scored 51 points. Before that, he scored 48 points. Before that, I believe he scored, I want to say, 55. You know, I mean, just because you are good at something, don't mean that you can't get better at it. You hear me? So number three, practice the things that you are good at. You know, doing what you're good at will remind you of the positive things in life. Where you've come from, and what you are capable of, most importantly. That's it. Okay, let's go to number four. Number four, practice on what you are not as good at. You know, you want to make your weakness a strength. You know, if you have something that you're working to improve on, don't forget to dedicate time to practice to improve in this area. You hear me? If you're a salesperson who is trying to get better and making cold calls to clients, I remember working in an optometrist's office. You know, he had me. I had the opportunity to make more money to call his clients who haven't got eye exams in over a year. You know, if don't nobody come to an optometrist in over a year, more than likely they don't want to come back to the eye doctor no more. You know, and I don't call myself as a good salesman, but that was an opportunity for me to work on my weakness, and not only work on my weakness, but to put more money in my pocket. So what I do, I started with two people, and while I had a whole list, but only two people would agree to come in, you know. But now then two turned into six turned into eight turned into 12, which put more money in my pocket. So what I do, I practice on things that I just wasn't as good at. And once you have reached the goal that you have set for yourself and have achieved the milestone that you want to be able to look at with confidence and say, you know what, I did it, you know, and count it the amongst of your achievements. I'm telling you. Whenever you do something that you didn't think you can do, I mean, it just makes it that much sweeter at the end of the day. If your boss is getting on your nerves and she's coming at you, you know, or somebody is getting on your nerves, and you know you got to work on your temper. But when they get on you, you just take a deep breath and say, woosah, and walk away. And I tell you, you're going to feel a lot more better about yourself. Because you achieved the goal. You hear me? So take a deep breath. Number four, practice on what you're not as good at. And this leads me to the fifth and final thing. You want to try a new thing. One of the great things about life is how rich with experience it can be. There are thousands of activities that you can try to find out and what you like and what you don't like. But trying anything is both a challenge and it is an accomplishment. Something as simple as eating sushi. I remember I couldn't stand sushi. I can't even really say that I couldn't stand sushi because coming from where I come from, people don't eat stuff like that. You hear me? You see, that's live fish. But I tell you, I went to Florida on the Disney internship and tried sushi, and now I love it. I love it to death. You hear me? It could be something that's taking an art class, going skydiving, trying, you know, and you have accomplished something just by trying. You hear me? And I want to go skydiving one day, but it's not going to be the day until I be where I want to be, just in case something go wrong. And that might be a negative thought in my mind, but I tell you, I got people depending on me, so I can't really do nothing like that right now because I don't have no window of opportunity there. Because I got some goals for my mama, you know, that I got to set and I got to achieve. You hear me? So, with that being said, I mean, Number five, you want to try new things. So don't be scared to try new things. You know, it can be a challenge, and you can turn it into an accomplishment. You feel me? So with that being said, I got to play my theme song, you know, that Rihanna and then Nicki Minaj. And I'm going to leave you guys with that. You can catch me again next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. That's the same sort of time, same sort of place, baby. Don't forget to dream and to always keep your nose clean. And if you're here in the Lubbock area, I got my first men's convention coming up March 30th at 5 p.m. It's going to be on at the Praise Center, which is on 34th and Avenue A. And in the meantime, you can catch me on my Twitter, at Soar Every Day. And also, feel free to email me if you're looking for business networking opportunities, or if you're a parent and you want your high school kid to further their education, feel free to email me, soareveryday@gmail.com. So with that being said, I'll talk to you guys next week, and enjoy this Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. Have a great night.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to try. I came to win, to fight, prosper, to rise, to
get ready for it. I came to win.